What are we talking about? Where are we?
Book 6.
Last messages.
So we are listening to the final sayings of Rumi. And it is about poverty and non-existence. What does that mean? Because when you say poverty, what do you mean by that? Then when you talk about non-existence, what is that you're talking about? Non-existence is when you die. Are we talking here about after death? You're talking about life. The real meaning of life, right? So, what is your non-existence? What you will be tomorrow doesn't exist, does it? What is the most important thing for you? Because whatever you are trying to do and change and whatever will happen tomorrow, that's what the future is, right? Okay, the future is important or now? You answer me.
Now.
Too late. Because the now you said is not the now I said. Ha ha ha, that's what the problem of now is. What do you mean by now? When we talk and we say now, we are talking about a period of time, approximately, vaguely, we say, okay, this is the time to really reflect upon this. Now, I mean, now, a moment, because we are going on and continuing the conversation, right? But I could talk about now, which means tonight. It's vague stuff like that. And when you want to look at it, it is gone. It will go. It will vanish. And it has no values at all. Haha. This is the difference between, one difference between existence and non-existence. When we say kill yourself, what do we mean by that? Several times he repeated that. Kill yourself, you will be reborn a better one. Mean a total change. By killing, we don't mean to literally kill yourself. All other expressions for what? This is really enlightenment. If you are not enlightened in this book, then goodbye. So, you should get it step by step. How did he start? He started to confuse all the nonsenses that we gather and publicly we are using it. Remember? He started to say, hey, I don't know who you are. And to be honest, I don't give a damn. Because it's not my problem. Why I'm talking? Because I love it. Yes. because this is my duty. This is what I should do. I do it for myself. You? I don't know who you are, and it's up to you. Because nobody had my past, nobody will have my future. You have your own. So you should be like that. Let's talk about it. First, knowledge. That's a subject, right? Right from the beginning, we're talking about hikmat, the know-how, right? We said, this know-how is good if it is heading towards the city. If it is heading toward the villages, it's no good. This is the first story of Book 6. Means Viva Civilization. Period. Why? What is good with civilization? Please. You're not supposed to forget, because city planning is the subject of my first PhD. So whether I even insist to understand the meaning of a city, civilization is the explosion of knowledge for a human being. Why? Specialty. Before that, everybody should know everything, like the cow. Yeah? That's how a little bit learning from your father and your mother, the little cow will do that. Then what? For that, I repeat it for you. Please remember the story of civilization, how a city was born. Do you remember? All the big cities, the main good cities, look around. It's the crossroad of a road and a river. Obvious, because they go with the road. When they arrive at the river, they have to stop. You cannot walk. Okay, prepare something and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, wash a little bit, drink a little bit, and repair. The first man over there will do the shoe repair for the horses. This is the Iron Man. This is the base of that technology. So the other technologies, the best of them, shame on you. Education, a school, In the field there is no school. In the city, school, the teacher, the master, that's the real flowering of knowledge. This is his first story. Remember, this man is talking 800 years ago. None of these examples that I brought to you is there. But yes, he knows the specialty is there, education. That's what it is. So, he will say, knowledge should face civilization. If you want to explain it to a fellow, don't give the explanation you received right now. I'm a city planner, therefore I explain it that way. You should have a better way, a simpler way. in the land. Everybody is an ego, me. Yes, affiliated, my father, my mother, my child, my. In the city, the character of we starts. When you are a teacher, you belong to the group of teaching in the school, right? That is what we insist here, to understand, forgetting me and them, and understanding the meaning of we, all together. Why? Because that's the quality of education and knowledge. To change the attitude of you. Because you, if you are like the peasant, you think about you, only you. What's the outcome? You will be like a peasant. You will be stupid. Because joining will increase our knowledge, our experiences. We will transfer that. That was the first story, right? Then he talked about let go of the old stuff. All the stuff are no good. Then let me explain to you one of the silliest ideas in your mind which will bother you, which is what? Having the choice. What is this having the choice, the freedom of choosing that you're shouting around about it? What is it? Is it good to have choices? What does that mean? You have choices when you don't know the real deep differences between the different subjects. If you know one is better, what is your choice? If you're stupid, let's stop talking. If you're a wise fellow, when you know one way is better, that is your choice, right? And let me tell you this. If you don't have to choose and all is clear to you, think about that life. Do you have any choices? No. You know everything. You know every path. And you know the best thing. Every single